Are you fired up?
Are you ready?
Oh, my. Do I have to wear fancy clothes? What's the deal?
Yes. I was told that a tuxedo is the proper dress for this event.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Live at the Hard Rock Cafe in the heart of New York City.
I am fired up. I know we're going to have a lot of great guests, too, huh?
You ready for this?
Bring it on.
America's running back, Maurice Jones-Drew, will have his own team. Okay? So basically what's going to happen is we are going to be the hosts and the analysts for a fantasy football draft. And Maurice Jones-Drew is going to have a team.
I'm really curious to see who he picks as his quarterback.
Honestly. Can he take Peyton Manning? Is that possible?
Could you imagine? That might cause a little rift there between him and David Garrard.
9-time NHL All-Star Jeremy Roenick will have a team. He's got the Philly connection. I know you're excited about that.
Oh, I like Jeremy.
Gary Delabate, of course, our good friend from the Howard Stern Show, will have a team. Scotty Farrell is going to have a team. Looking forward to that. Our guy, the great Christopher Mandog Russo, is going to have a team. The great Jake Thomas is going to have a team. I know you are always locked in. The girls love it. To Sirius Hits 1, the morning mashup crew will have a team. Looking forward to that. Nicole really knows her football. And former New York Mets general manager Steve Phillips, Rich Gannon, will also have a team.
Wow, what a cast, huh? That's kind of a real mix. That's going to be interesting to see. We have some hockey players, some baseball folks, some entertainment people, a football player. I'm excited to see how this whole thing works out.
Absolutely. We're going to be hosting it, breaking it all down, special guests throughout, breaking down the picks. You know, we're going to have to rip Maurice Jones-Drew if he does something wrong and, you know, decides to take, you know, maybe Mike Sims-Walker a couple rounds higher, Rich, than he should.
How about, will he pick himself?
He's got to pick himself,
right?
Got to pick yourself. Make the first pick. You're Maurice Jones-Drew, you got to pick Maurice Jones-Drew number one overall, right?
I would think
as well.
Best player on that football team, by far.
1 week from today, Hard Rock Cafe, heart of New York City, Dan and I will host it, the Celebrity Fantasy Football Draft, right here on Sirius NFL Radio. Nonstop today, Rich, on the Washington Redskins. Nonstop today on the Rams and Sam Bradford starting conversations for a deal. The number one overall pick later on this week. Looking forward to that. And, Rich, our main topic today, T.O. He says he proved in Buffalo that he was a solid citizen and a good teammate. It didn't kill the coach. Totally different, in my opinion, and in your opinion, especially after you witnessed him not practicing on a Friday. You talked to people in the organization about it. We talked to Dick Tron on the show about it. I'm telling you, I don't think T.O. is going to be on a roster this year.
No, I don't think so. At one point, I heard he was asking for like $5 million a year. I think his expectations are a little unrealistic. I just think it's going to take an injury, in my opinion, from a veteran player in order for him to get an opportunity to at least get a chance to come in and work out for a team.
Yeah, I just think, T.O., and you mentioned Seattle. Callers have mentioned different destinations. Why would you want a me-first egomaniac who kills coaches, kills quarterbacks with declining skills?
Well, I think that's the big issue that a lot of coaches have. And I think that, you know, even when a general manager approaches a coach and says, hey, let me ask you, what about T.O.? I mean, the first thing you think about is chemistry, the locker room, the development of your young players. And I just don't know that that's the type of player that you want around. I mean, you know, I had the opportunity late in my career to have Jerry Rice join our team out in Oakland. And I tell you what, some of those young players really, I mean, just what a unique opportunity to not only watch this guy prepare, but to be around him, to listen to his stories, for him to be able to share and to help the young players. I told you that story about Jerry coming out on the practice field early and staying late. And he was just the consummate professional. Those are the type of veteran players that maybe don't have the same speed or quickness or even skills, but yet can still he'll come in and really help your football team in a number of different ways. I just don't think T.O. is that kind of guy.
Rich, we say hello to Mike in North Carolina, who's next here on Sirius NFL Radio.
Hey, Rich. Hey, Adam. How you doing, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I'm looking forward to that fantasy show. I've been doing fantasy football for 29 years.
It's going to be great.
Be interesting to hear what you guys have to say. Hey, I've been a Jet fan since 1965, and I keep thinking back to the last 35 minutes of our season when Peyton Manning figured out that Donald Strickland and Dwight Lowry wasn't in the lineup and decided to take us apart, at least the secondary apart. And I got a philosophical football question. Maybe this goes to Rich as a quarterback. And it really revolves around who the Jets drafted. Kyle Wilson, say, versus who was available, and that's Jerry Hughes, who Indianapolis drafted. Rich, when you're preparing for a team that has either great cornerbacks or a great pass rush, which is harder to prepare for and which is tougher to pass against?
You know, it's a good question. I never really thought of it that way. I really think it's a combination of the two. I think that without a great pass rush, it really makes things difficult in the back end. And, you know, you can have some great pass rushers, but yet a real shaky secondary that can't hold up. So I think the good thing about the Jets is that they have both. I think they have a pretty solid pass rush. I think they've helped themselves. I think Jason Taylor is really going to be a difference maker for them. He's still got some left in his tank, and I think the Jets will use him wisely. You know, monitor his reps, put him in there in some obvious passing situations. And the addition of Kyle Wilson, I think, is significant because now it gives you more flexibility to do some different things with Darrelle Revis. And I think that, you know, Kyle Wilson is a guy that can come in right away and play the nickel, play the slot. And they've added Antonio Cromartie. So this went from being a pretty good secondary to a great one. And, you know, you bring up a great question about, or a great comment about Peyton Manning. You have to continually change things up with a quarterback like Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
If you just show him the same look, the same pressure, he goes to the sidelines, he looks at the pictures, he talks to the offensive coordinator, talks to the offensive line coach, figures out how they're going to block it up next time. He's got an unbelievable memory. And that's why you have to continually to disguise coverages and show things. He said, don't show it early with a guy like Peyton Manning. I mean, it's really important because eventually, once he figures it out, he knows exactly what play to get to.
You know, I don't think the Jets, for a number one defense, did a great job sacking the quarterback, pressuring the quarterback. I think that'll be vastly improved with Jason Taylor, full year of Calvin Pace. Probably not talked about enough, Rich, the fact that he was suspended for the first four games of last season. And at times, the cornerbacks, other than Darrelle Revis, subpar for the Jets last year, Cromartie and Kyle Wilson, who I thought was a top 15 player in this draft, Rich, that's a major upgrade for New York.
It is, and we always talk about it from an offensive perspective. We talk about it with Alex Smith, year two in the system. And I think it's really important when you talk about Mike Pettine and Rex Ryan, the job that they've done with this defense. I believe they'll be better this year. I think the players will have a much better understanding of the scheme and what they're trying to accomplish. I think they'll be able to add more in terms of some of their different coverages and pressure schemes. And I think that this team has a chance to be better defensively. I just think there's a lot of good teams out there defensively. We talked about Baltimore. We talked about Pittsburgh. We even threw Cincinnati in the mix. But I think that I think Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and the Jets are, I mean, look at the rosters from a defensive perspective, are the cream of the crop.
Bill in Georgia, Rich, is next here on Sirius NFL Radio.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing this afternoon?
What's up, Bill?
I wanted to move the conversation to Dallas. Everybody knows that Romo is the heart and soul of the Cowboys. If Romo does good, the Cowboys does good. But he has a tendency to get over-aggressive and fumble the ball, turn it over, throw interceptions. I was just curious if y'all see Romo getting on track this year and if Dez Bryant is really what the Cowboys needed as a pick, because I see him more as a Terrell Owens, all-about-himself kind of player. I was just curious on y'all's take on that, and I'll take my answer off there. Appreciate it, fellas.
Well, you know what? I think that when you talk about Tony Romo, you're talking about a guy that maybe early in his career had some issues with ball securing the pocket, the interceptions. I thought last year he improved in both of those particular areas a lot. The turnovers, the interceptions were way down. I think he was better with the football in the pocket, his decision-making. So I think he's turned a corner, and there's a reason why he was a Pro Bowl quarterback last year. I think he's one of the elite quarterbacks in the game, and I think his ability – to win games late in the year, which was a big question, was answered last year. They were able to do that. And again, he led them to their first playoff win in 13 years. I think that he has turned the corner, and I think Dez Bryant has got a chance to really shine. I think the important thing with a player like that is training. It's important to train him early on how to become a professional, how to do the right things, what the expectations are here in Dallas, and I believe that they'll do that. I think there's enough veteran players on that offense, guys like Tony Romo, Jason Witten, Leonard Davis. I think players that'll help him. And even a guy like Miles Austin, I think could be a positive influence for Dez Bryant. But I think Dez Bryant's going to be fine. I think that he's got a chance to be in a good organization. The expectations are high, and I think that he'll fall in line.
I thought Terrence Newman's non-answers on Roy Williams spoke volumes. I don't know your interpretation, Rich. I didn't ask you on the air. I didn't ask you off the air. But I thought that when he basically said, I'm not a coach, I'm not a GM, you know, he could have given us something cliche. He chose not to. The one guy I wonder a lot about on that team when it comes to chemistry is Roy Williams.
I'd worry a lot more about Roy Williams than I would Dez Bryant. I think that your question and his response, I think, wasn't exactly a ringing endorsement of his teammate there. And I think that that bothered him. I think that when you think about Terrence Newman, the type of player he is, that Roy Williams would take the time to, you know, be critical of the play calling, of the quarterback, of not getting catches. I just think that was a selfish move on his part. And I don't know that I think he sees the writing on the wall. I think that Miles Austin, I think, stole some of his thunder last year. He wasn't happy with that. He wasn't happy with Patrick Creighton's role in the offense, Jason Witten, Tony Romo's relationship with Jason, how they're good buddies. And then to make matters worse, to go out and draft Dez Bryant, number one.
We say hello to Sean in Pennsylvania, who's next here on Sirius NFL Radio.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Sean?
Maybe you guys could shed some light on this for me here. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, and if there was a way, if the Dallas Cowboys bandwagon was actually a physical piece of equipment, I'd probably buy it, put it in NASCAR, and be undefeated for like the next decade. could you explain to me why, for some reason, when it comes to the Cowboys, the Saints could win the Super Bowl. Nobody's really talking about them. And I remember this happening a couple years ago when the Cowboys had a winning season. What is it about the Cowboys that now that they won their first playoff game in 13 years, everybody's ready? And I don't know if you guys are, because I'm off and on. I'm in my car in and out all day. But everybody has them picking to either go to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl next year. Meanwhile, the Eagles.
Sean, here's what I would say. I don't think they're even a lock for the playoffs, but I think their upside, if things break right for the Cowboys, is to be in the mix for the Super Bowl. They don't have a lot of flaws. They've got a major question mark at left tackle. We could talk about depth at the safety position, but this team is really good.
Okay. How about, and I know they owned the Eagles last year, but I guess because I look back to like the past decade, nobody's given the Eagles even the shot to make.
We are Rich
year.
And I are absolutely
all right.
Absolutely,
so finally,
no.
Heard the voices of reason.
No, there's no team that's won more games over in the last decade in the NFC than the Eagles, and I just think that there's reason for optimism. However, in Dallas, I mentioned that they won their first playoff game in 13 years. I think without question, Tony Romo had his best season. I think DeMarcus Ware excelled again at the outside linebacker position. I think a number of players have breakout years. Anthony Spencer, Miles Austin, Mike Jenkins. And I just think that the future is bright in Dallas, and I think that the players are excited, the coaching staff's excited. They have the Super Bowl in town, and I think that a lot of people are talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
By the way, one other mega celebrity, I am being told, involved in the fantasy draft next week. And I mean mega celebrity. Are you sitting down?
You're not going to say T.O., are you? Brett Favre?
The guy I'm about to mention, bigger than both of those gentlemen combined.
Ooh!
You ready?
I'm ready, brother.
Are you prepared?
I think so.
The Guru. John Hansen, the Guru.
No, he's not going to make it.
He will have, apparently, it was a major negotiation with his agent. It was easier to get you there, Roenick there, Gary Delabate there. It was easier to get Steve Phillips there. Guru will be flown in on a jet from Jersey.
Summers Point, New Jersey.
Flown in on Mel's private jet. He will have his own personal autograph tent. The Guru, Rich Gannon, will have a team in the fantasy draft, the celebrity fantasy draft next year.
That's my guy.
I
like that team. They're going to send a plane down to Ocean City Municipal Airport, right there by Summers Point, pick up John Hansen. He's going to fly up there. This guy, I'm telling you, keep an eye on his team. He is the Guru for a reason.
I'm telling you something.
Nobody better.
The sleeper, though, okay? The Guru is unbelievable.
Give me your odds. Break it down. Who do you like?
I'm just going to tell you right now. The Guru's the front runner.
No question.
I think that Maurice Jones-Drew would have to be number two on the list.
I would agree, because Maurice Jones-Drew is the type of guy that he'll be following up. We know that, and he'll be texting guys his team.
That's right.
You know, he'll be texting the guys Saturday night before the game. Hey, I need a big day out of you. I need a couple hundred yards on the ground.
I can't wait till he drafts Peyton Manning. That's going to be great radio. I would say Nicole from Sirius Hits 1 would be number three on the list.
She's a contender.
Yes,
huh?
An absolute contender. I would then say Jeremy Roenick, tough guy in the National Hockey League for all those years, did an unbelievable job, an emotional performance on NBC, Stanley Cup playoffs. This guy, I think, would be number four on my list in terms of who could ultimately dominate this celebrity fantasy football draft live on Sirius NFL Radio, the Fantasy Channel, and Mad Dog Radio, Rich, next week.
Yeah, I like Jeremy Roenick. He's a sleeper. I mean, he's a great player, and I think that you talk about physical, you talk about tough, you talk about a finisher, a great competitor. I think he'll try and assemble that type of a team, starting with his quarterback, running backs, receivers, and ultimately his defense. I like Jeremy Roenick.
You know who we should book as a guest? Can we get Jack Del Rio on speed dial? See what Jack has to say about Maurice's draft? 877 NFL Kick, Sean and Gannon. Serious blitz on a wild Wednesday. More of your outstanding telephone calls right after this.